AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A determination on who was behind the attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan over the weekend. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. intelligence believes the attack was
planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
Iran threatens to respond decisively to any U.S. attack. The Federal Reserve's not ready to cut interest rates just yet. Chair Jerome Powell spoke after wrapping up the latest policy meeting.
The lower inflation readings over the second half of last year are welcome, but we will need to see continuing evidence to build confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our goal.
Former President Trump met with the Teamsters Union in Washington today with an eye toward a general election rematch against President Biden. He told reporters after,
"One of the biggest problems they have is millions of people are pouring into the country. And that's a killer for the Teamsters, and I'm going to stop it. And that's why the Teamsters, I think, support me. Now, I don't know if the top people will support me. We're going to have to find that out. But within the union itself, I have tremendous support."
A federal judge has dismissed Disney's free speech lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Ed Donahue has details.
Disney argued a bill signed by DeSantis that transferred control of the Disney World governing district from supporters of Disney to DeSantis appointees was in retaliation for the company publicly supporting Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, supported by the governor. The judge ruled Disney didn't have standing to sue. When a law on its face is constitutional, plaintiffs can't make free speech claims challenging it because they believe lawmakers acted with unconstitutional motives. Disney plans to appeal. The district has provided municipal services around Disney properties for more than five decades. A spokesman for DeSantis says Disney doesn't have a right to its own special government. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. If you're itching to put some money down on the Super Bowl, note, U.S. sportsbooks will not be taking bets on whether Taylor Swift will be there.
Fans have been wondering for days whether Taylor Swift will make it to the Super Bowl next week to cheer on her boyfriend Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs, and if so, how many times she'll show up on TV. They can speculate all they want, but they won't be able to bet on it legally in the United States. Betting laws vary from state to state, but the general rule is that wagering is limited to what happens on the field. A handful of states allow bets to be placed on things such as the color of the Gatorade dumped on the winning coach. Red or pink is this year's plus 260 favorite at FanDuel Sportsbook, but even that type of wager is not allowed in Las Vegas. Wagers on Swift and other off-field events can still be made with offshore sportsbooks such as BetUS, which is based in Costa Rica. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.